We've got emergency triple team traffic. It's been that way for more than an hour now at 8:39. Let's go to Heather Kelly.
Well, semi-good news if your eastbound 201 freeway speeds are improving a little bit between the west side belt and I-15 interchange. But if you're coming out of Magna before you even get there, you're going to hit very dense fog. Your visibility is reduced. I think we have a crash somewhere near 5600 West, but I can't see it because of the fog. But traffic's at a standstill for people trying to get on the 201 from 56 West. Then we still have crashes on the west side belt, southbound a rollover near 47 South blocking two right-hand lanes. Northbound as you approach the I-80 West interchange, you'll have another crash off on the left. Eric?
I-15 is looking pretty good right now if you're heading up from Provo and Orem up to Point of the Mountain. No accidents reported there, and no crashes as well from that point all the way up to the south interchange. The normal congestion that we have through Draper and Sandy, just haven't had it this morning. People still coming back from holiday and not quite to work just yet from the south interchange all the way to downtown. That's also in pretty good shape on I-15. Len?
Well, Eric, as you make your way in the north part of the state, a little bit of slowing on I-15 southbound right at the I-84 split, and once you get past that, pretty good shape. Some snow on the roads to watch out for, and once you get past Ogden, you're in good shape on down to Farmington's, where you're still going to find some slowing on I-15 and US 89 right there where the split is, where right by Lagoon there, and then it's good smooth sailing on into the Salt Lake City area. Save thousands during the Piano Gallery's year-end closeout. All remaining 2016 pianos are priced to clear. Save on top brands like Yamaha at the Piano Gallery Superstore, I-15 and 53rd South. I'm Len Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.